Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I want the money. Oh, I want the stars. Yeah, I want the lights, action everywhere.
Real, but everybody shady. Back then they did want me, but now I'm number one. Everybody wanna call me. You catch me overseas, man. I'm doing shows with the greatest. Do you feel me, man? Studio every day. I started from the bottom, now a nigga will pay. It took a long time, man, but now a nigga doing nothing but the greatest thing. I got the number one song. They can love it or hate it, but I'm still on. You can catch me on that TV screen. You can hear me on the radio. I'm a music fiend. Blaze one, blaze two. The name is Papa Dragon. It's a journey.
I get to laugh at white people all the time. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, when you see your head like this,
when you see the head like this, when you see the head like this,
it's going down.
When you see the head like this.
Let's go. You wanna get it poppin' like this? Macaroni necklace, band on the wrist. Me and Fat Man on your club guest list.
What?
Drink in my hand, blunt in my fist. Do what I want to, voodoo, trip. Live legendary
what?
And so reckless.
What?
The true test is to live like this. Do the damn thing and I still raise the key.
Nigga, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Now I break it down for you in increments. I'm a psycho, alpha, disco kid. With models who be blowing like Lewinsky did. I'm down to get throw. Blow my load and dance with some hoes off that stripper pole. Come on, let's go to the next episode. It's some cush at
the
house.
I got my Cartier glasses, hat cocked to the side. In the rough, jump alone on a Friday night. Man and his majesty and VIP. Another rock from the bar, this rhymes for me. I got my Cartier glasses, hat cocked to the side. In the rough, jump alone on a Friday night. Another bottle of the bar, this round for me. I'm in the club with the B.O.B. sipping on the finest. Fucking
with a G, chopping up with your hiding. His majesty is magically with his charm. This is how we do, fucking with the beat bar. Fat man keeps it hot, there's a blaze in the spot. Fat grimy motherfucker, cause I'm packing a lot. From the 313 to the 702, up in the rum jungle, but you're feeling my blues. We keep the bottle popping in the 702. Fat man keeps it raw with his highness too. Whoa. Yeah. And if you don't know, now you know, baby, baby.
This is legendary, ladies and gentlemen.
We hit them in the head like this. I got my Cartier glasses, hat cocked to the side.
On a Friday night.
And VIP, bottle for the bar, this rhymes for me. I got my Cartier glasses, hat cocked to the side.
You know how we roll. Friday night. 702.
Another bottle on the bar, this rhymes for me.
It's that Midwest, West Coast gangster shit. We
hit you in the head like this. We hit you in the head like this. We hit you in the head like this.
With this Midwest Mountain West gangster shit.
We hit you in the head like this.
Yeah. Eat your Wheaties. Get your game up. Maybe.
Joey Dixon Productions.
Sorry to keep you waiting, but now I'm back on my job. No more delaying. Young Ali, feeling like I'm the greatest. Hip hop is my life, and it's feeling so amazing. Hey world, sorry to keep you waiting, but now I'm back on my job. No more delaying. Young Ali, feeling like I'm the greatest. Hip hop is my life, and it's feeling so amazing. Hey world, sorry to keep you waiting, but now I'm back on my job. No more delaying. Nope, I must admit I was lacking the motivation, and this mental complication was killing my inspiration. Every rapper sound the same, glorifying their fame. Every verse screaming her name, followed by what they make. All the homies in my ear claiming that they was down, but every time that I need them, believe me, they wasn't around. And nope, as time passed, learned to get it myself. I just had to boss up, I don't need no help. Turn my struggle into hustle and multiplied it by Russell. Now results are starting to show, and it's more than I care to juggle. So wait, don't confuse my confidence with no cockiness. I really do this, and you, my friend, are a hobbyist. Young Ali, feeling like I'm the greatest. Hip hop is my life, and it's feeling so amazing. Hey world, sorry to keep you waiting, but now I'm back on my job, no more delaying. Young Ali, feeling like I'm the greatest. Hip hop is my life, and it's feeling so amazing. Hey world, sorry to keep you waiting, but now I'm back on my job, no more delaying. Young Ali, feeling like I'm the greatest. Hip hop is my life, and it's feeling so amazing. Hey world, sorry, but did you miss me? If you a swag rapper, you probably gon' wanna diss me. But my bars like bullets, believe me, I got plenty. Knock 11 flow when I'm squeezing until it's empty. So don't tempt me, delivery's unmatched. If you really out here getting it, then bully tipping this cat. I ain't never been a hater, only concerned with self. Creating my own lane and multiplying my wealth. And y'all can have it, gonna battle for best. But please don't bother me, I'm busy getting these checks. I just wanna say thanks, all the labels who passed on me. Now they on my line, and all I can do is laugh. Homie bitten for my services, willing to spend some cash on me. But I'm straight, so take your deal and smash, homie. Young Ali, feeling like I'm the greatest. Hip hop is my life, and it's feeling so amazing. Hey world, sorry to keep you waiting, but now I'm back on my job, no more delaying. Young Ali, feeling like I'm the greatest. Hip hop is my life, and it's feeling so amazing. Hey world, sorry to keep you waiting, but now I'm back on my job, no more delaying. Young Ali, feeling like I'm the greatest. Hip hop is my life, and it's feeling so amazing. It feels real good to be me right now. Life is good. Money is right, and hip-hop is alive. Enjoy the mixtape. I'm out.
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. It's another weekend. Unsigned hype, y'all. You got your boy coming to you live and direct and shit. It's 2 o'clock. PM out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's raining like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And we just sitting back. You know, I was just playing a couple of people. Big shout out to everybody that came out to the Latin Grammy Awards, you know what I'm saying? And to the listening party, big shout out to Skull Family. You know what I'm saying? They doing their damn thing and everybody and everything. Everybody that showed up, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man, Papa Dad, you know what I'm saying? We played his song, I Wanna Be, in the intro. And then that was me and my man Cliff, His Majesty, you know what I'm saying, on the second part and everything. And then that was my man Shy Bully coming from SD, you know what I'm saying? So what's going on, y'all? You know, you got your boy up in here doing it real big today. You know, we just kick it back, you know what I'm saying? If you want to holler at me or whatever, you know what I'm saying, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810, you know what I'm saying? Today we're going to kind of get back into our conversation with, you know, last week we were talking about a manager's responsibility, you know what I'm saying? So today we got my man Victor Fresco, who's going to be on the show and everything, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to be getting into that, seeing what a manager does. You know, he manages Skull Family, you know what I'm saying? He manages Yaya and everything, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to D. Jones. D. Jones has been doing a lot of graphics and stuff like that for me, you know what I'm saying? And getting a lot of CD covers done. So if y'all want to be getting your CD covers done, hit my man D. Jones up. You know what I'm saying? And he'll make sure that y'all get a CD cover and shit, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to my man P-Dot, you know what I'm saying? It was a host of everybody that was up in the joint that night, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man Vic VSP. I see they got it going down once again at Diamond Gems, you know what I'm saying? You know, Vic always doing something out there. Y'all got to make sure y'all get y'all network game up, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So y'all can go out there and start fucking with my man Vic out there at Diamond Gems, you know what I'm saying, and getting your performance on, you know what I'm saying. And make sure when you hit him up on Facebook, tell him Fat Man told you to hit him up, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And y'all get this networking thing down. That's what we can't do enough. We can't stop networking. That's what this game is all about. You know what I'm saying? It's all about talking to somebody, meeting somebody, you know what I'm saying, and shit, linking up, collaborating with somebody, you know what I mean? So, y'all, you know, make sure y'all get this networking thing going. The internet right now, man, you can do anything on the damn internet, man. You can damn near cook on the internet now, you know what I'm saying? So, y'all, just make sure y'all get your internet game up. You know what I mean? And make sure that y'all network with all these other artists. It should be a lot of collabs going on. Big shout out to my man, DJ Rafiki, out there. We're going to have it jumping off over at the Casino's Lounge. You know what I'm saying? We got some things over there planned for you guys to come over there and perform and everything. So, you know, but like I said, you got to get your game up. But look, man, we're going to keep it moving, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep this thing doing it. Let's see. Who we going to get it to right now? I guess we're going to get it to my man right now. I'm going to play these cats. I'm going to play some cats we ain't heard and everything. Let me see if I can get these cats up. You know what I'm saying? Fat Man always trying to play. I'm always trying to play somebody new. You know what I'm saying? If you want to hit me up and holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. Here, let's get these guys. Southern 600. This is where I tell y'all I keep it 600 all the time. These are the little cats that I be fucking with out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you know what I'm saying, and all over. This is my man, Southern 600 Trap House, here on Unsigned Hype Radio, live from Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. Southern Circle Entertainment, Corfy Ninja. Come on.
I'm in the trap out hustling, now watch me work my dilly. I'm in the trap out hustling, now watch me work my dilly. I'm in the trap out hustling, now watch me work my dilly. It's the EYBZ 600, we ready. I'm in the trap out hustling, now watch me work my dilly. I'm in the trap out hustling, now watch me work my dilly. I'm in the trap out hustling, now watch me work my dilly. It's the EYBZ 600, we ready.
600, we ready, that pedal heavy in that Chevy. Hit that slapstick and smash out like Tom Petty. I got a few that's rocking and a couple that ain't ready. And if you study long, you study wrong, that's what they tell me. Pick them up and drop them off right next to Shelby. Marion County 205, that's all that I can tell thee. Other side, middle fingers,
ain't no talking high.
I keep that fire just so they can know that lullaby.
I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly. I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly. I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly.
Come on,
SEYBZ 600, we ready.
I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly.
Come on,
I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly.
Come on,
I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly.
Come on,
SEYBZ 600, we ready.
600, we ready.
Yeah,
we working the jelly.
Yeah.
The money is heavy.
Heavy.
We gon' stack it up steady.
Steady.
The ganja is smelling.
Woo.
You a snitch and you telling. I don't play that shit, nigga.
Nah.
You a bitch and you jelly. Quit hating already.
Hey.
My patience run worried.
Patience.
I'm awake and I'm at it. But a cake and a cabbage.
Cake.
Grab and take in the stash.
Hey.
Grab the skates and the plastic.
Skate.
Make it wait and it rapid.
Wait.
Then we move it in traffic.
I'm in the trap house hustling. Now watch me work my jelly.
Come on.
I'm in the trap house hustling. Now watch me work my jelly.
Come on.
I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly.
Come out,
SEYBZ 600, we ready. I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly.
Come out,
I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly.
Come out,
I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly.
Come out,
drama, SEYBZ 600, we ready.
I'm in the trap house and you know we move them by the day.
Work.
Everything for sale from the shirts to the CDs, man.
We got
if
it.
You wanna smoke, you can smoke what I'm smoking, man. But I got a text cause I paid a high ticket, man.
Damn.
And we dropping heat every day in this damn lab. Bitches, Facebook and Twitter circle, we your biggest fan. YBG straight getting money, blowing on that loud. Just another day for the circle in the trap house.
Yeah, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. That's my little homies from out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's SCE 600 Trap House. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check them out on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? You know, the little jokers, they be getting it in, y'all. You know what I'm saying? 2:17 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It's a rainy day out here. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to all my artists that showed up the other night at the listening party. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Yaya, you know what I mean? And SK and everybody in the Skull fam that was definitely up in the building. You know what I'm saying? We was putting it down and we was going in hard, you know what I'm saying? But that's okay because the unity has been made. We was doing what we supposed to do and we came together all in one building for one night, y'all, and we celebrated and, you know, we fellowshiped and it got the fuck done, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Skull Family, my man D. Jones, Yaya, my man Victor, my man the super producer, I mean super manager, Vic is going to be calling her. Victor Fresco is going to be calling in. And I didn't know Victor had put out CDs and shit back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But listen, right now, we're going to get into the single, you know what I'm saying, for my man Yaya and SK. And this is how we ball right here on Unsigned Hype Radio, y'all. Let's go.
Yeah. Ha-ha. Take a chance. Get it in, man.
Together, but we have a great time. Cherish every second that we spend.
clockwise. Darkness ain't involved in my life. You my sunshine. Palm trees, dipping the pool, feeling the wind breeze. Sunset, lay in the sand, watching the stars beam. Gold cup leaning. You sipping on martinis, taking off your bikinis. Start to lick up on your titties, watch the sunrise. Loving every moment, cause you all mine. Dance for a second when I kiss you with closed eyes. Love the way you smell. That Chanel got me crazy. And proud up in public when they ask if you my baby. Your homegirl shady, you know they all hate me. Mad to the fact that they single with babies. Baby, they can take a lesson from my queen bee. Nah, no, let it rise with that energy upon me.
Take a trip across the world, baby girl, that's how we ball. That's how we ball. It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it, you can spend it all, can spend it all. She say you're loving me, never leaving me, girl, you're not at all, no, not at all. Cause that's how we fall.
Independent, own money, push your old 12. Hair done, white tips, scratching on your toenails. Exotic lake trips that we take just to blow cash. R&B nights at the club, so we slow dance. Walks in the park just to talk, girl, you and me. A home playing bones, bumping yaya, sipping Hennessy. You stay smiling, one of the things that keep me focused. Satisfying, knowing that my boo ain't with emotions. Trips across the world, seeing things that we dreamed of. Buying out the store, showing foreigners what the cream does. Money makes the world go round, but we ain't stressing. Just loving and living life. And counting all our blessings, keep it solid. Making sure our love never hardened. Be the berry to your wife, keep you in my secret garden. Where the sun just shines, then we both just fine. And the clouds form hearts that read you all mine.
Taking trips across the world, baby girl, yeah, that's how we ball. That's how we ball. It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it. You can spend it all, can spend it all. She said you're loving me, never leaving me, girl, yeah, not at all.
Shout out to my girl, shout out to my girl Vivian West, you know what I'm saying, BBW Models and Exotic Pleasures is definitely one of our new sponsors. They definitely in the building, you know what I'm saying. And today on the show we were talking about, working more closely with the DJs and you know what a manager does, etc., you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And right now, I have one of the hottest DJs out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, and everything. I want to make sure this is him on the phone. And so he said he's on hold and stuff. what's your last numbers, you know what I'm saying? So we want to make sure that hold on, wait a minute, y'all, let me get this right. Okay, everything. We're talking about networking and everything, with the DJs and it's definitely networking with your manager. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just today I was getting some people to call in and, basically kind of back up what I've been talking about, because there's a lot of artists out there that got all these new CDs coming out and everything, and, really it's nothing we can really do with CDs right now because it's the end of the quarter. It's coming into the first of the year. You know what I'm saying? So you need to be getting your packages and everything together and your plan and strategy for the first of the year, so you can start getting some type of radio play or getting some type of interest and some type of buzz going. So today I have on my show is, let me make sure I get his name right and everything, is Mr. Rick G. Minor, okay? He is a very, very well-known DJ out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm pretty sure if y'all didn't hear Hot 97.5 and things like that, y'all didn't heard him definitely in the mix. And today I have him on my show. What's going on, player? You here on the line?
What's good? I'm here.
What's going on? What's going on, man? I was just kind of introducing you to everybody, man, but why don't you go on ahead and tell everybody who you be and what it is that you do?
What's good? My name is G Minor. A lot of people know me by G Minor, the Dirtbag. I was on 97.5, ran it to number one for the past 4.5 years. Left, jump ship there. Now I'm 104.3 and chilling the game in radio, man. Just killing it in radio out here in Las Vegas, man.
Okay. Now listen, how long have you been in the radio game?
In radio? See, when I'm from LA. I don't like radio.
Okay.
I'm not a radio fan just because of the politics and everything. You're basically a puppet.
Okay.
Now that I have kids, I got to take these puppet checks. So I play what's on the top 40 list. And the top 40 list is big now. Now you got hip-hop artists rocking top 40 now. You got cats like Tyga selling just as many units as Justin Bieber. Hip-hop is big right now.
Okay. So what is it? Now you being the DJ and having your pulse, having your hand on the pulse of everything, what is the local cat missing? Is there a certain key? Is there a certain formula? Or is there a certain
vibe?
I'm going to tell you exactly what it is, bro.
I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. Listen to all these other cats when they were coming out with their mixtapes, Lil Wayne. Everybody was jumping on other people's beats. And that gave the DJs the way, that gave them an alley to play these artists' songs.
Okay.
Now people are getting familiar with these artists that are jumping on these other beats. Now people are like, damn, well, maybe I should have them on my song. The artists will hear it, and they'll hit up the dude on the mixtape now. Now they'll be like, yo, man, you rocked it on my last beat. Why don't you just jump on my next song? And that's that's what these new artists are lacking. A lot of them are lacking.
Now, I agree with you 100% there, because I was telling people when I got here in Vegas, I was like, yo, I can understand you want your original music to be heard, I said, but to catch somebody's ear, why don't you remix somebody's track? Somebody's going to listen to that shit quicker because it's already hot. They're just going to go, who was that on there? Because he ripped the motherfucking track harder than the artist did.
Exactly.
You know what? You know what, Rick? I've been told by other artists, fat man, fuck that shit, man. That man, fuck that, man. I ain't dick riding nobody else's track. I'm like, this is hip hop. You're supposed to remake shit and everything.
Yeah.
This is the essence of hip hop.
It's props to those artists. That's all it really is.
Man, I don't think they hear you, Rick, honestly.
No, they don't. They don't want to hear me. That's why I joined radio. I joined radio because nobody was listening for years, man. I'm from L.A. I'm 35 years old, man. I've been worked with a lot of artists throughout the years, man, and I realize where the checks are. I worked with Black Eyed Peas before I came out to Vegas. I worked with them when they were really a real hip-hop group. They weren't making money. They were broke. They were living out of their cars. They were hoping they'd go on tour so they could have somewhere to sleep.
Damn, like that.
It's tough, man. It's tough. Unless you really want to make it, you gotta put out them poppy records or put out a song that somebody's familiar with and just redo it. Look at Problem. Problem really didn't start blowing up until he did that. Like what? That's an old remake of an old song.
Wow. You know somebody who surprised me and nobody really knew how she got on, and she did the same thing. She did the same formula that you're talking about. She got on everybody's hot track, They redid it, and that was Rashida.
Well,
you see, you remember what I'm saying? Remember, Rashida was just known from as a YouTube chick. You know what I'm saying? But she was
before YouTube was what it is now.
Right.
YouTube is a lot different from when she was on it.
I agree.
Hello?
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Hip-hop, YouTube, and hip-hop is influencing everything that's going on in entertainment, period. So either jump on shit or just let it ride by.
So listen, when you're listening to music, because I know you deal with music every day. You sent me a text. You're up at the Revolution right now, getting yourself together and everything. I'm pretty sure. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you're hearing and you're looking for that hot local cat here, there, wherever, what are you looking for? What is your ear listen for?
Well, something that just slaps in the club. That's what I look for. I gotta please everybody in the club. I play for at least 500 people a night. And you gotta think, it's in a hotel in the Mirage. They don't have too many local people that come around in there. So it's all out of towners. So I gotta please them at the same time pleasing the locals that are there, the little bit that they are there.
Right.
So it's gotta be something that's just wow. It's gotta wow them.
Right.
You can't come out with something. Oh man, I think this track a hit. If you think the track a hit, it's not gonna hit.
Right.
You gotta know.
Right.
Gotta know it's gonna hit.
Right. Now I remember coming up there, Rick, back when you guys were doing all of the old school concert series and shit. KRS-One, you guys had Large Professor, you guys had Digital Underground. I was coming up there filming. I was the one coming up there filming all of that shit. And, night you had DJ Q-Bert up in there and everything. That shit was crazy, man. What happened to those nights? What is happening? And what was tripping me out? And I remember me and you talking about it, and that's how kind of like we met. That's when I think I gave you my car. And I was like, yo, man, how come nobody is showing up for these legends?
Nobody has money. If these bars ain't making money, it doesn't do them any good to have 1,000 backpackers in there. These backpackers are broke. They're coming up. They're just starting out. They're trying to grind out. They don't have enough money to buy a $12 drink in a casino. They don't have enough money to buy a $20 shot.
Right,
they're expensive in these clubs, man. Bottles, you know what I mean? It gets expensive. Paying to get in, it's expensive.
Right. Because I know that's when they were trying to get the sponsors and this and the other. Kind of go over real quick. Explain to these artists how important it is to get a sponsor to back you.
That's going to be your whole success. Whether it's a clothing, whether it's that. I prefer you get a clothing. If you're just an up-and-coming, get a clothing company to back you. Because then at least you got some gear and you got somebody promoting you as well on the other end. You're promoting their clothing line, and on their end, they're promoting you as an artist. So that's already on top. That's already a winner, a no-brainer. Because now you're saving money on gear. Now you ain't got to buy all this Versace and Louis Vuitton. A lot of rappers like to fake it before they make it. A lot of them can't even afford the shit they wear.
Right. That's just real. That's real shit. Now, explain to these cats, man, because, see, they don't understand. I don't think they really understand you being one of the most sought-for DJs out here in Las Vegas. You get to see the shit behind the scenes. You don't, and everybody looking at the video and he pulling up and all of this and the Bentley and this and the other. You get to see his broke ass when after the show is over and he trying to get paid at the end of the night and all of that and this, that, and the other, and it ain't about that. Explain that type of situation. We ain't gotta bust nobody open, but just explain that to let these cats know, because it was a couple of nights up there. I was hanging out, and I seen some people come up out of there, and I was like, ooh, player, really? It's like that? You know what I'm saying? And they was more or less interested in what the fuck I was doing, and I was like, damn, you the legend. But just kind of touch on that, like, yo, it ain't, you know, everything that glitters is not gold.
No, it's not. Exactly how I'm going to go back to what I just said. Everybody takes it before they make it. Everybody. Everybody. That's why I'm happy where I am. And the name G Minor, it's in the middle of everything. It's the music
right.
In the middle. I don't want to be the best. I'm definitely not the worst. I'm just always going to be in it.
Okay.
And that's exactly
okay.
how I live my life, man. I live how I can afford it.
Okay.
I don't try to
okay.
go all out and pop 20 bottles. Meanwhile, I got written.
Right. Right. Knowing,
I got a fat-ass studio putting out all these tracks and then going to pop bottles. That don't make no sense.
Right. Exactly. You know, that was one thing I learned the other night, man, being up there with all those cats at the Latin Grammys and this, that, and the other, you know, Skull Family and Yaya and all those cats and this, that, and the other. And that was one thing that they was trying to school to the younger cats, you know, the younger lowercase G's that was trying to come up and earn their stripes. They was like, yo, my nigga, just rep your set. Stay in your lane. Don't worry about it. Don't try and run with everybody. You're not made to run with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and everything like that.
Sometimes they're like, you might trying to be like somebody, and you don't even know it. They're trying to be like you. So you guys are just running around in a circle, chasing each other's tails.
Right.
That ain't going to work
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
You
got to
do you. At the end of the day, do you. Even if you got to remix a song or slow down the beat to how I said in the beginning, for the people that really are trying to get on the radio, and I want to do my own thing. That's why I want to do my own thing on my own tracks. Nobody's gonna know you at the end of the day. You gotta do something for people to get to know you.
Keep the 600, Rick. Ain't nobody checking for that shit. Ain't nobody checking for that shit right now. Ain't nobody checking for you. You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, I got love for all my niggas out there, what they doing in this city. Ain't nobody checking for the trap house and y'all up in there and all that shit, because it's like, yo, you want the masses to hear you, and they not trying to hear that shit. Save it for the mixtape. That's what I tell them. There's mixtape music, and then there's radio playable music. Come with your radio playable. And Rick, and they wonder why they won't let us perform up in the Revolution.
Yeah, or anywhere on the Strip. It's like hip-hop at 90% of the clubs on the Strip. Everybody complains that, they don't play hip-hop. Yes, they do. They just don't let you in.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? All 45 of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Looking crazy
wearing
and this and the other and all of that.
Wearing
you
white
know,
tees to the club. Horse ain't going to let you in.
No, hell no, they're not going to let you in. Hell no, they're not going to let you in. So are you trying to, Rick, are you trying to say you also have to make sure that your physical presentation is just as good as your materialistic presentation,
always.
Which would be your press kit.
Always. Just like, I got to get a haircut every week just to look right at the club.
Right.
I got to get a fresh shirt every week. I
got to
get a fresh shirt every week just so I ain't on Instagram with the same shirt I had on last week.
Right. And people don't think that people on your Instagram and on your Facebook notice that shit. They be like, damn, that nigga wear that same shit every time he go out. He got on the same hat. But you don't think they notice that. And they do, especially when you're trying to build a fan base.
Same pants for 2 years in a row, man. People notice that shit, man.
Right.
Clean your shoes a little bit, you know what I mean?
Good
people need to clean their shoes a little bit just to look a little right. Man, it's all the little things. It's all the little things that the parents should have been teaching the kids.
Right.
Clean your shoes.
Exactly.
Get a haircut. It's all the little things. It's not the big things. Buying, mm-hmm. popping bottles and doing all this extra shit. That's all extra. Just do
right.
you.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And usually, if the little goes, the longer goes further.
Yep. A
you
lot
know what
further.
I'm saying? You know, the yep. little goes a lot further. I know me and you have met because I know I've walked up to you and introduced myself mm-hmm. and gave you my card during these times before, and I done told you about my radio show and everything like that. Explain to these cats how important it is to get out, get your CDs, get out, and meet your local DJs. Don't fuck all that. I'm going to email you. Get out and go support what your local DJ is doing. And then
yeah.
just show him some support, and then maybe he then that way is you know then that way he can pay it forward. But if we're not even showing Rick no support and going out to the Revolution and going, yo, my nigga, we just we was in the building, we just thought we stopped by, you know, hey, whatever and shit, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. That go a long way than like, yeah, my nigga, I'm coming, I'm gonna be there.
Yeah, or even going to the DJ booth, even if you don't have any material, even if you're just an up-and-coming artist, just trying to get known, you want people to know you, go up to the DJ, introduce yourself, get an Instagram flick with them. They might
right.
repost the pic, and then now you
right.
got an extra 100 followers or 100 people just looking at your shit.
Exactly. Exactly.
It helps to go introduce yourself to any DJ at any club. It don't matter if
exactly.
it's a house club. It don't matter. Go introduce yourself to the DJ, because all these house DJs that are out here produce pop music. Diplo,
right.
he's a big hip-hop producer. He produces all of Busta Rhymes' new shit.
Okay. 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 So this is what I'm saying. You're saying that you're supposed to get out
yeah.
and network and everything.
Network, not
and
go
just,
out
and
pop 50 bottles.
Right. Network, not go out and get
network.
Drunk, but go out
yeah.
and network. You
coming home
saying?
Sober is the most important thing you could do, because when you come home sober, now you're ready to record some more shit.
Now you, right, exactly, exactly, exactly. Now, I know you being, I know you didn't hurt it all. You didn't hurt it from from the hottest to the worst, from the best. To the, that's okay, and everything. What is Las Vegas? Because every place, I'm pretty sure from you DJing, every place has a sound. Philly has a sound. Cali has a sound. Detroit has a sound. Things like that. What is Vegas missing that we don't have that sound?
We need to create our own sounds. Because a lot of people from out here are from everywhere else.
Yeah, you're right.
What I always
you're
thought
right.
was if you're going to do that Vegas sound, let's create our own. And what I see is all these twerking remixes are coming out of Las Vegas. It's a lot of Vegas producers.
Mm-hmm.
Work with these Vegas producers. You guys need to find who they are. There's Team Wolf. There's Shelco. There's a couple producers that are dope, but you only
mm-hmm.
catch them at the little house, little local spots.
And wait a minute. Wait a minute, and my thing is when they are at the little local spot, they so on the low because you don't know who they are because you're not even networking and introducing yourself and going, yo, I'm an artist.
Yeah. Yeah, go to the DJ, introduce yourself. Go to Intercoins, go to Beauty Bar, go to Vanguard, even if they are playing house music. Some of those DJs over there produce music, dope music.
Okay. Okay. So as far as you're concerned, is that what you're basically saying? Is that Las Vegas artists does not network enough? We don't interact with each other enough.
No, everybody wants to be their own star. We could all be a big star together.
Yeah, well, y'all heard it. Y'all heard it right there. Y'all heard it. Yo, hey, yo, Rick, man, tell them where you at and where you going to be at this week and this day and the other, because I know the baby probably getting hungry right now.
she was about to tell you guys, oh, he's at Revolution.
Oh. So that's
yeah,
where you're going to be
I'm,
at tonight, man?
Yeah, man, I'm there every Saturday, man. I've been there for the past 6 years, Revolution Lounge. it don't get no better than that, man. I cater to whatever you guys want to hear. You guys get drunk and you just want to hear some drunk music, that's what I'll do. That's how it goes down.
All right,
but,
all right,
every Thursday,
right.
Saturday. You can catch me Monday through Friday, local mix on 104.3 in Las Vegas. 104.3now.com is the website. You can peep my website, djgminor.com, GMINOR.com.
Okay, okay. Man, when you get some time, will you please post that to my wall? And I'm going to start coming back up there to Revolution, man, and fucking with you and this, that, and the other, because I got, you know me, Rick, I got these big girls, man. I gotta find a place to take them to Cano, man. So I'm going to start coming up there, man.
I play Wobble at least 10 times a night.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, I'm going to start coming up there, man, because plus I'm trying to look for a spot to come for my birthday party, man. So I'm going to definitely look you up, man.
I got my birthday coming up December 6th. I'm celebrating in Palm Springs. At Zelda's, and then December the 12th, I'm celebrating my birthday at Revolution at the Mirage. I got a bunch of just radio DJs coming in and DJing. So all you artists that want to network with all these radio DJs, come fuck with me on my birthday, December the 12th at Revolution Lounge.
Hey, that's what it is. Hey, man, so I'm going to stay in touch with you, man, so we can promote that here on Outside Hype Radio and shit, okay?
Yeah, for sure. Hit me.
It's all good. It's all good, man. Hey, man, well, I appreciate it, y'all. This is my man, DJ Rick G. Minor, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all catch him at Revolution, y'all, on Thursday nights, Saturday nights. Hit him up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? And let's get this networking thing going, all right?
Come on.
Yeah, there it is, man. I'll holler at you later, player.
All right, for sure. Hit me.
All right, man. 600. That's what it is, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. We up here networking today on the Unsigned Hype Radio Show, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Look here. You know what? I got permission. I got permission to play this song and everything. I don't know if I'm gonna do it or not. I'm away from my man Victor. I'm away from my man Victor Fresco. To hit me up so I can get permission to play this song and this and the other. But right now I'm about to play my man Demi Dago from the SD, you know what I'm saying? It's called Audio Crack, y'all, right here on Unsigned Hype Radio.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm in the kitchen cooking crack. Get in. Breaking it down, down. Put it in back, back. Straight, drop. Audio crack. Breaking it down, down. Put it in back, straight, drop. Audio crack. Whipping and flipping the audio crack. Whipping and flipping the audio crack.
Yeah. Dead dope. Soda, hit that bottle up. Coca-Cola, flipping freaks from Minnesota back to California. Yeah. Boulders, fast white, Danny Amendola, Yola. Started on the corner, now I get my money. Wire, PS1 controller, Mick Jagger, Rolling Stone. I spit that white girl. Sticky bullet, bitch, I'm sticky color, bitch, I'm when she post, bitch, I'm rolling, bitch, I spit that product, yeah, that's potent, semicolon, I just keep Beethoven, serve them fiends, that's U.S. Open, fear no factor, no Joe Rogan, YOLO, this shit louder than a dodo by the bottle, nigga, bottles in the beds, when I name through your front door, how do your crack flow for your earlobe, slower than a Bobby Brown blast that ball, wow. Blend in with the beat like Matisse in a camo, Marlboro, camo, smoke that shit like a new ho.
Breaking it down, down. Put it in sack. Straight drop. Audio crack. Whipping and flipping the audio crack. Whipping and flipping the audio crack.
Whipping and cooking in jars. Masked up like I got SARS. Rolex, my wrist work. Mastercraft when I mix hard. Avalanche, make a toast pour. 7-Up, 2-Lead store. Double up when I bubble up like a carbonated soda. Coca-Cola. That's cola. Wake them up. One sniff clear sinuses, that regal eye. got a shipment, get it shipped in on a boat mode up. Illegal immigrant, no citizen ship, import a brick from Colombia. Cocaine like caffeine, up all night like airplane. But exercise my teammates for the jump rope and cocktail. I'm wide awake like his bird, masked up like Jim Kerr. Wordplay, make a dictionary, my wrist work, make a dictionary. I stay stacking my stationery, I be young like skin Halliburton. Sex in the city, she play care. Secretary of the Black Terror, skin tone, yellow canary. No birds, it's blood third. Don't hesitate to get a hand dirty. Break it down, give a brick third.
Breaking it down, gone. Put it in sex, sex. Straight slap rock. Audio crack, crack. Flippin' and whippin' and flippin' and flippin' and flippin' the audio crack, crack. Flippin' and whippin' and flippin' and flippin' and flippin' the audio crack. Breaking it down, gone. Put it in sex, sex. Straight slap rock. Audio crack, crack. Flippin' and whippin' and flippin' and flippin' and flippin' the audio crack, crack. Flippin' and whippin' and flippin' and flippin' and flippin' the audio crack.
Burn up. I'm in the corners with my nigga. Yeah. Fuck that bitch and a nigga don't concern us. Yeah. I'm from the west, nigga turn up. Nigga turn up. Where the weed at? Burn up. Don't it burn up. I'm in the corners with my nigga. Yeah. Fuck that bitch and a nigga don't concern us. I'm from the west and my nigga stay turned up. Riding around in a scraper, tongue full of burn up. I had your whole block yellow taped up. Air that bitch out, whole neighborhood wake up. Ask it, who is it? And who the fuck did it? That nigga in the cut whispering, Corey B with it. Mention ass bitches screaming, Corey B did it. On the highway smashing like Bennett, I ain't in it. Mind of a minute, I'm something like a maniac. Tasmanian devil, waiting to get my brain back. Burying in the front, a whole lot of cane in the back. Burner stay cocky, the cops ain't worried about that. Need to stay hot for me, knocking them haters off the nut. With the black map, hit the corners in the left. Ready to cock your ankles, and that thing in my lap. Go to your block and bang, cause you lame, it's so what? Yeah, I'm from the west, nigga, turn up. Where the weed at? Burn up. Don't it burn up. I'm in the corners with my nigga. Yeah. Fuck that bitch and a nigga don't concern us. Yeah. I'm from the west, nigga. Turn up. Nigga, turn up. Where the weed at? Burn up. Don't it burn up. I'm in the corners with my nigga. Yeah. Fuck that bitch and a nigga don't concern us. Yeah. The turf made me. Birth born in the 80s. Authentic real niggas, yeah, the homies raised me. Give a fuck about you and what your homies saying. This the gang and my gang banging. Turned up like a sound banging. Burn cell, that should be brainless. I'm on the edge like a cliff hanging. It's a trick of banging. I need your brain, it's a baby got to keep the stays equipped with a stainless. Left pocket out the blue, I'm an operator. Out the banker, yeah, West native. Fly war, royal blue lace. Chevy war, top of gold lace. With your hoe, it's nature's fuck face. I get predictions, give me big face. Straight pimping money, Mike, ain't it? About money, I just go anxious. Fly guy in the freight of land. Up high in the sky, 9-11, yeah. I'm from the west, nigga, turn up. Nigga, turn up. Where the weed at? Burn up. Don't it burn up. I'm in the corners with my nigga. Yeah. Fuck that bitch and a nigga don't concern us. Yeah. I'm from the west, nigga, turn up. Nigga, turn up. Where the weed at? Burn up. Don't it burn up. I'm in the corners with my nigga. Yeah. Fuck that bitch and a nigga don't concern us.
West Coastin', Bob Marley smoking, blowing like a hippie, no choking.
Choking.
Old school, the street with motion, gangbanging potion. Wild, wild west through the draw from the hole. Sitting in the kid, don't catch the kid. Astro draw, fully loaded my clip. Dodgers in a lake in a suit, I represent. And I stay fucking for them dead presidents. We turned up Mexican, then what we get from the Mexicans. West Coast shit, Chuck, no Tim. Bomb cush, no stem. Tile way up the rim. Living the street like that's how we live. From the city of angels to the city of sin. No matter where you from, turn up and let's get it in. Accepting no losses, just win.
Yeah. I'm from the west, nigga, turn up. Nigga, turn up. Where the weed at? Burn up. Don't it burn up. I'm in the corners with my nigga. Yeah. Fuck that bitch and a nigga don't concern us. Yeah. I'm from the west, nigga, turn up. Nigga, turn up. Where the weed at? Burn up. Don't it burn up. I'm in the corners with my nigga. Yeah. Fuck that bitch and a nigga don't concern us.
Shooting light, Okay. I walk from death with this evil that consumes my heart. Living on the edge with no fear of the fall. I welcome death with this evil that consumes my heart. Living on the edge with no fear of the fall. I welcome death with this evil that consumes my heart. Living on the edge with no fear of the fall. I welcome death with this evil that consumes my heart. Living on the edge with no fear of the fall. I welcome death.
There's a demon inside, we about to collide. The cops, they lie, we don't coincide. You fuck with my kind, you gon' wind up blind. You meet my niggas out, giving niggas low blows. Raping all their goals in life, taking their life for the price of crossing us. Step no to a rise to the top. Shit they don't want, the gunners coming through. Fucking with us, they gon' wind up dying, maybe even crying. But shit, I welcome death with open arms. But remember, life is a hole and then you die in it. But I believe in heaven and I believe in hell. But why is everything I do put me in a cell? Should I sit and tell? But I wish you fell, didn't you know?
You shouldn't flip and tell.
I welcome death with this evil that consumes my heart. Living on the edge with no fear of the fall. I welcome death with this evil that consumes my heart. Living on the edge with no fear of the fall. I welcome death with this evil that consumes my heart. Living on the edge with no fear of the fall. I welcome death with this evil that consumes my heart. Living on the edge with no fear of the fall. I welcome death.
Like broken bones, the pain is unknown, but yet well known. I refuse to face it, but the taste of it disgusts me. It kills me. But it thrills me. How can I trust anybody if I don't trust me? Deep down, I hate me, I'm hurting. Trapped in this fire, I'm fucking burning. But I caused it, pretending to be flawless. Love is good, then it better. Makes me happy, then it's sad. So bipolar, want something solar that fucking burns to infinity, or at least to the enemy. The love is dead, love is till my last breath. Hurts, reaching its peak for what I seek. From a knife to a fucking scythe, I can't take it no more. Grim Reaper, please come and get me. I don't have a soul, but you can take me. Make me your minion and fuck you up.
I welcome death with this evil that consumes my heart. Living on the edge with no fear of the fall. I welcome death with this evil that consumes my heart. Living on the edge with no fear of the fall. I welcome death with this evil that consumes my heart. Living on the edge with no fear of the fall. I welcome death with this evil that consumes my heart. Living on the edge with no fear of the fall. I welcome death.
Let me stop that shit. Who the fuck was that? I welcome death, my nigga. What the fuck? Randy Fernandez. What the fuck was I thinking when I uploaded that shit? Oh, my God. Damn, that shit was starting to give me a motherfucking headache and shit. Big shout out to whoever Randy Fernandez is. Look here, bro. I got your back. I'll play some shit. But not that shit. That shit was shit. Oh, that shit got on my fucking nerves. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord. Damn, I need to smoke behind that. Man, that shit was just, it was repetitive. It was, it was like eerie and shit, and then it was fucking repetitive and shit got on your fucking nerves. It was like, I woke up there, my nigga. What the fuck? That's what we talking about, y'all. When y'all do music, do some good fucking music, man. Listen to that shit. That shit wasn't mixed, it wasn't mastered. All of that shit. I don't want to be having to figure that shit out on the fucking radio when y'all send me that bullshit. Damn, come on now, y'all. Let's step our game up. Give me the same respect you would want to give the same juggernaut. See, that's what the fuck G Minor was talking about. Y'all sitting in shit and this, that, and the other. Ain't even realizing what the fuck you sitting in. You just finding out, oh, Fat Man gonna play my music and shit like that there. So let me send him some music now and this, that, and the other. Man, look here, man. Y'all better step y'all game up, man. I think I got my man, Vic. On the phone, man. Let me see if my man is Vic on the phone. Yo, you got the Fat Man up in here, Unsigned Hype Radio. Who is this?
Fat Man, you already know, brother.
Yeah, what's
Victor,
going on?
Baby.
What's going on, man? Did you hear that shit, man?
I did, man, and you know, yeah. some of the stuff just needs to be corrected, but you know, everybody got to do their thing, but for reals, you know, it takes that one in a bunch to make some shit happen.
Right, exactly. Well, listen, y'all, this is I call him the super manager, if you said the other. Me and him met the other night at the Latin Grammys and everything. Vic, introduce yourself, man. Let everybody know who you mean, what you're about.
My name is Victor Sendejas. I own Fresco Cali Management. I'm part of the team for Skull Family Records with Yaya and D. Jones. And that's what it is. I have a lot over 20 plus a years experience in the music industry, and that's where we at now.
Right. So let's get right into this, man. Number one, exactly. Putting your best foot forward on your presentation of music, you being a manager, how important is that? Because that right there, don't get me wrong, Vic, I like the music too. If he sent me something else, I'll play it. But my thing is this, and this is what we got to stop doing in the studio. We got to stop telling our homies, yeah, that shit is tight, and we trying to make it out of the fucking studio.
Yeah, I hear you. Look, this is what happens to everybody. Every artist that tries to make it, this is what happens. What happens is you tell your homies, you like this shit? They're like, oh, man, it's banging. This is going to be bumps in the car, this and that. But the problem, that's where it lies. Okay, let me tell you what happens. From that point where your homies say it's on hit, they're your peoples. Everybody's going to think it's on hit if they're your peoples. If they ain't your peoples, they're going to tell you the truth. If you show a random dude out in the walking the street, what do you think about this? They'll be like, nah, I don't like it. Yeah, it's all right. Nah, I wouldn't buy it at the store. I wouldn't pay $5. Well, see, if they wouldn't even pay $5, you wasted your time. Homies, family, and everybody are going to push you to say, hey, there's some good shit. But it's the people that you don't know that are going to decide if it's good or not.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
So everybody knocking out stuff. I mean, you can knock out 20 songs in the studio, and all those 20 songs are garbage.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Except for that one song that somebody takes and realizes, you know what? Push this one. It has to have that little flair. You know what I mean? That's why you got rappers in every corner of your street. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Every corner of your street, somebody wants to rap, somebody wants to do something. But to get to that next level, you know, you have to have that extra push. You have to have that one thing that's going to determine the difference between you and the rest.
Exactly. Now, me being an artist myself, explain to people how important it is, especially to artists. I know I was speaking with Yaya, and he was telling me that he's you know, moving into the president CEO position of now wanting to manage and things like that and stuff like that. Kind of what you've been doing and everything.
Yeah.
I know sometimes we've been managers and not even realize that we're being managers because of the artists and the homies that we're working with and things like that. Explain to everybody, man, how important it is to make sure and how easy it is to make a 5-minute phone call to usually sometime get an artist on a bill that they probably been waiting for you to ask them to be on that bill.
Well, you know, most of the time it's like this. It's where you know, who you know, and what you're going to do with it, okay?
Right.
Every time you meet somebody, you meet somebody in good intentions. Later on, you find out that somebody in their clique doesn't like you, and you don't want to mess with them anymore. That's the problem.
Right.
Because the clique ain't the people you're messing with. You're messing with that person, the person who you hooked up with. Okay.
Right.
Once you make that call, and they're like, okay, they got a big show going on, you make that call, and that person, you know, puts you in the billet, puts you in the roster, you in. Regardless of who it is, you could perform and there could be nobody there, but that one bartender that heard your shit is going to take it back and be like, you got to hear this person. And then they pass it along, you feel me? And so it just takes one person to get you more and more, you know, up on the stakes. That's what it is.
Right. Now, one thing, you was there, Wednesday. Explain the unity that came together Wednesday, that people hear me talk about it and they just figure, Batman be talking shit and this, that, and the other, and always trying to this, that, and the other. You explain it because you was there.
You know, what it is, you have to have unity. Wherever you at, I've been in a bunch of different camps, camps. I've been Houston camps, Miami camps. I've been over here in Washington camps, California camps. And what it is every time you do a show, and this will happen here at our Latin Grammy show, everybody came together did a good show, okay? There was some that didn't come, some that supported, some that didn't. But overall, everybody that was there was to see everybody else perform, and that's what you need.
Right.
You really need
right.
that. You really need that to get shit going wherever you at. You know, Yaya's Camp, man, you know, Skull Family, you know, they got love. They got love.
Right.
For they put artists that are not even on the label. They got artists, you know, and they put them on the billet so they could have they could push it out. I mean, you're talking about different avenues, and everybody could network. Now, if you don't take advantage of that, then that's a problem. And I know I've been on the Internet, and I see people here in Vegas. They'll be like, if you don't come or this and that, well, we'll never mess with you again. Well, you know, maybe they had something to do that night. Maybe, you
right.
know, they couldn't plan it out. But at the same time, you know, a phone call to say, you know, why you ain't going, this and that, to whoever's putting
right.
it on, that puts you on,
right.
then that's
right.
respectful right there. You feel me? Then you,
right.
you kind
right.
of realize, okay, they put all this effort to do a show. If you didn't show up, grind
yeah.
time and tell them, you know, it ain't happening tonight because I got other things I got to do.
Right, right.
But
exactly.
the unity was on hit.
Yeah, it was. Big shout out to my man. I fuck his name up all the time. Skiboo, is that his name?
Skaboo.
Okay,
Skaboo.
Yeah, that joker rapped his shit and then told the DJ to stop and then slowed it down and spit that shit in poetry form, man. I was like, you know, and I be telling a lot of artists, I'm like, when you get up on stage, show your ass. What you're writing, what you're spitting is basically poetry. If you slow that shit down, it will flow just like a motherfucking poem, and then now you want the most spoken word type shit. Explain what that shit was like, because I seen it. You see, I had to get up on stage and stand next to him while he did this shit.
Well, he did his thing, you know. I mean, he took his whole rap and everything that he had, he was putting on stage, and he said, hold on, I want to do it without music because he's a lyricist.
Right.
And then he spit it slow. He spit it poetry style. He let it be known that that's what he was. He was a lyricist.
Right.
And so that, you can't get better than that. That, I mean, you got that on hit. It's on point. And he explaining it to the
exactly.
audience. It was straight.
Exactly. Yes, it was. You know what I'm saying? And someone that surprised me and this and the other and everybody, you know, even I've been giving her shit about it and everything like that, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, that was a time, you know, I even told people, I was like, yo, hell, we even had a chance to sit down and chop it up, and motherfuckers out here got, I wouldn't say beef, but got animosity towards each other and don't even know what it's for because of some other shit that they didn't heard out in the street. That was one of the things that, between me and Perea B and things, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, once I seen her and she seen me, it was kind of like, you know what, fuck that shit. Because she got up there and did her thing, man. To get up there with all those guys and still hold your own, you know
right.
what I'm saying? You know, I gotta get my hat off to her. I gotta get my props to her.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've never met her. I've seen her do one or twice at two different events, but I have never met her. I mean, she did her thing. She spit good, you know what I mean? And, you know, props
right.
to her, you know, on everything. You know, I don't know where she's at or I don't know nothing about her, but, you know, she did her thing. She was invited. She did her thing, and it was on hit.
Right, exactly. So listen, Vic. Tell everybody what you feel that Vegas is missing, music-wise.
Well, see, my thing is Vegas has a lot missing, okay? First of all, every city has unity, and every city has apartment. You know what I mean? They don't come together for nothing. So when you have the unity between some labels, then it's on hit. Every city is just like Vegas, okay? You know, you got. Okay, I'm coming from the Northwest, L.A. raised, Northwest based, okay? So in the Northwest, and I'll speak for myself, in the Northwest what happened was you have a camp. And all of a sudden, because you're doing something good and everybody else wants to be you, what happens is the negativity starts. Okay. In Vegas, I see the same thing. I see the same thing, negativity. Okay. Not one city has pulled together to be like, okay, let's unify. Okay. Now, this is what I know you're trying to do, Fat Man. You're trying to do unify. Okay. Right. It works to a point. But there's going to be people that show you some music, and you're going to be like, I don't like it because it's not professionally done or it's not up to par. And the problem with that is then you start people hating you because you said that about them. Well, you know, that's the reality. The reality is your music sucks. It's not up to par, period. Okay, and if you don't let them know, then you become one of the homies like, yeah, man, my nigga, this shit is on hit. And you don't want to hear that. You want to know the other people to tell you that is that it's on hit or not. You know what I mean? Then you got to make changes. But see, there's no unity. And, you know, I hear it all the time. Every time I go to a show, every time I see somebody, like, there's no unity. And that's the top topic of everybody talking to me. There's no unity. Well, if there's no unity, go out and do your shit. Make it happen for yourself. And be the top dog, basically.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And from that point, once you're the top dog, you'll see the followers that come to you, and then you can decide whether you want to be around them or not.
Right.
But unity is the top thing. You could go do a show, 20 people show up, or 2,000 people show up. You invite one person from every camp. If they show up, 2,000 people show up. If only 3 people from the people you invited show up, only 3 people are going to show up. That's it. So if you unify, then you got major love, then people will start seeing the difference in Las Vegas with all the artists.
Right. Right, exactly. Exactly. So listen, in case y'all just tuning in right now, this is my man, Victor Fresco, you know what I'm saying? He manages Yaya and the Skull Family and things like that, you know what I mean? And he's just giving us what a manager should do, what artists should do to help their manager. Now, one question I want to ask you, when does an artist feel that he should need a manager? Because every artist figures just because they're putting out a single, I got to get my manager and this and the other. When do you think an artist needs a manager?
You know, a manager comes in and out of people's lives, man. You know, you could be on hit on top of the world right now or not. What happens is you could have your best friend be your manager or say, look, this is my manager, but it ain't happening, okay? But the problem with that is because he's your homie, because he's your partner, shit ain't going to get done, okay?
Right.
When there's money involved, shit gets done. Okay,
right.
You could call me and say, I need you to be my manager, and I say, okay, I need a $500 deposit for expenses, and they're looking at me like, well, what do you mean $500 deposit? I just can't you. It's like, okay, well, if you don't give me $500, I don't think you're serious.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? If you're serious about your craft. And you're serious about moving to the next level. Those 500, once I get you shows, it's going to come off.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And see, people don't see it that way. So you need a manager once you start doing good shows. Once you start doing shows and once you start getting a rep and once you start doing, you know, bigger things than just doing, you know, local stuff, then you need to start talking to somebody who's going to handle your business for you.
Okay.
And, you know, a manager, you go in and all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, what does he take care of? Well, basically, a manager will take care of you from point A to point Z. Everything in between, you don't even got to worry about.
Amen.
You just got to get there and rap. And that's
amen.
If the manager says we eating at 3 o'clock, we eating at 3 o'clock. Ain't no 3:15. 3 o'clock is what it is.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Victor. Finally, somebody that came on the show to make sure and to stand up and go, no, when a manager say he's going to take care of this, that's what the fuck he's supposed to do.
You know, and I ran into a lot of people who say they're managers to other people and other artists, and all of a sudden it's like, well, did you guys do sound check? Did you guys do this? No, well, what is that? And I'm thinking, well, what do you mean? Are the mics good? Do they got three mics that are, you know, attached to the mixer, or they got three that are not? You know, are the lights hitting right? If the artist asked for 10 roses, did they get the 10 roses so they could give to some women? I mean, you know, you gotta know all this stuff. You know, and if you just said, okay, well, I hooked up the show for my boy, well, that's not a manager.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Right.
So, it's just a lot of process. I mean, you can't just jump into management and be like, okay, I got it done. We straight. You know, you could try. But when a show comes from Miami and you got to fly down there and you're telling the artist, you as a manager telling the artist, well, how are we going to get there? Well, then you ain't the manager.
Right. Exactly. That's what I needed, somebody to come on the show and say, hey, get out there, put out there, you know what I'm saying, that, yo, a manager takes care of this. A manager keeps his word. When he say, when you say, they go eat at 3 o'clock, damn it, we eating at 3 o'clock, you know what I'm saying?
You
got to call him and try and find him and shit, and where the manager at, where such and such, I don't know, he around there.
Yeah,
uh-uh.
If it's your artist, and if it's the one you take care of, the one that pays you, because you getting them shows and stuff like that, you got to take care of him. If he needs a shirt because he spilled ketchup on it, you out there on the grind trying to get him a shirt before he goes up on stage because he got to look his best. You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
And so the money spent will be recouped. If you spend $10, it's going to be recouped regardless, but your boy looked good. You feel me?
Right.
A ketchup stain, he didn't need it there. You got him a new shirt. Okay? Don't worry about the money being paid back because that's a management. You got receipts. You feel me?
Right. Exactly.
Hold that thought
before we get in there. We got to pay some bills right now. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to be right back. Just hold that thought, because then we're going to get into that part of checks and balances and write-off and things like that. Hold on. We're going to be right back. Yo, you got your voice out, man. Up here. We're doing it real big today on Unsigned Hype. I have my man Victor Fresco on the line. He's teaching us and giving us the ins and outs on what a real manager needs to do, but right now I got to pay some bills, you know what I'm saying, and here's my man Da Vinci all the way from Seattle, Washington, and I think this song sums up what Vic has been talking about. He's basically saying, grind now, shine later.
Yeah. Da Vinci. You know, we're just on this process of grinding first and then shining later. You know, that's the order of things. If anybody tells you any different, well, they're telling you wrong, you know? Put God first. Come on.
Ear hustler, created a self-made monster. Whole new enigma, hood sponsor. Delivered to your doorstep, hood UPS. Still street, still hood, don't need a second guess. The credibility, clapping lyrical deal. Getting a hip-hop nation with hollow point skills. To the Aiken Temple, blowing millions of domes. Home invasion, 100 million homes. Rap new marquee, killing tracks. Jeffrey Dahmer eating MC Hannibal Axe. Taking pics like paparazzi for sex. Flame flick, kamikaze, burning grass. I run the streets like a game of hoodopoly. They want a mock who's hot, flashy like Gotti. Bringing forth the psychological devil. A bankroll, the entire game to sell your soul like the devil.
Right now, shine later. Right now, shine later. Right now, shine later.
Things up in the street and kill it up in the limelight. New tech in the game and running with old money. What's the haps on the plane? The business is so sunny. Lean back, wait and watch till I tell you to stop. Shine on, boy, wonder with the knock in your pride. Just now, you that shot dollar, now watching your moves. How you doing it when you're doing it?
Showing major love, word of mouth, my face, they major plug. Selling in these streets like illegal drugs. Cartel on these beats, drawing major blood. Street cred, self-made, got next. I'm just turning heads, break a million necks. Write my own check, deposit my own bank. Tony Soprano with hip-hop, rolling like a tank. God, yeah, you raise the hood like skyscrapers. Joke driving my whip over paper haters. Making offers that you can't refuse. Planting million-dollar seeds in my family crew. Through this job, big chase like soundscape. Feds bugged operations and slithered like snakes. I juke him like Jordan and raise the stakes. I'm a boss like Ross, moving major weight.
Right now, shine later. Right now, shine later.
Yeah. If I had $1 million, what would I do? Man, I don't even know.
Started as a youngin', a nigga came from nothing. Ain't no frontin' in the ghetto when you tryna be something. Touchin' on wearing a blowin', waking up the scales and sales, I'm living well. Donating my ones to bums, I'm giving back. City strung out on, but my pockets still kinda fat. Long as my family eat, I sleep, my mama cool. 10 car garage, white jump in my pool. 1738, chill on my ice cubes. Eating lobster and steak with a new set of boobs. Living that fast life, your ex-wife. City on my mind, money in my stripes.
Living that fast life is so cool. No doubt.
Can't remember f***ed up. Always had a good time. Never said life sucked. Flying in from out of town. Coke bottle, pretty smile. Swooper in the Audi. She only speaking Audi. Lipstick on my dashboard. Had an early party. He's rich, you're a coke. You're at his after party. Taking shots of liquor. Wait, you never seen. Trying to f*** the rich and famous. Girl, you living a f***ing dream. You better get off your... Shake a leg real fast. Drop top 745. That's real fast. Italian in the passenger seat with a wine glass. Red bottoms in the back seat next to Air Yeezy. Take her out to eat. She a freak, she talk real sleazy. This one for my dogs, girl, you f***ing with a hoe. Boss of all bosses, never sweating losses. Here's a toast to a queen for supporting my dream.
Living that fast life is so cool.
I never give a fuck about a lame, even if I'm in the pins, I'm a swing. My nigga, I'm a boss. nigga, young Vegas right there, nigga, with the X, nigga. Don't forget the X. And this is SG, aka Gutter. AKA Clint Eastwood, nigga, SAP, LMR, nigga.
Las Vegas, Nevada, that's my man, Young Vegas.
We stay struggling,
but
we on this
paper,
nigga.
You know what I mean? Big shout out to Skull Family in the building, my man Papa Dad, definitely in the building. You know, before that, you had, we was listening to, before that, we was listening to my man Da Vinci. You know, grind now, shine later. And then, of course, the next song after that was your boy Fat Man, Detroit's Finest. You know what I'm saying? The Fat Man's Party Don't Stop. That's my new single that's going to be out. I'm going to be releasing that over in London in January, the first of the year. You know what I'm saying? Y'all done heard me performing in certain little places and everything. And then after that, you had my dude Eddie Fuse, Fast Life. Big shout out to my man Eddie Fuse. You know, we do it every Monday at, what is that, the Luna Lounge. Over here, 3750 Las Vegas Boulevard, over here next door to the Encore. If anybody want to perform or anything, you know, make sure you hit me up or hit my man Eddie Fuse up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, and tell him that the Fat Man sent you and we'll get you up there on stage performing. We also do a Ustream, a live Ustream that night. Last week we had 10,000 views from Orange County, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, big shout out to my man Calicio, you know what I'm saying, and his company that does graphics and filming and streaming and all of that, you know what I'm saying, and big shout out to my man. The last song was that was Young Vegas, and I'm a Boss, you know what I'm saying, right here on Unsigned Hype Radio. We've been talking to my man Victor Fresco, you know what I'm saying. He's been telling us about what it is to be a manager and be a manager of your word and this, that, and the other and everything. You know, I know, Vic, before we went to the break, man, I know you was getting ready to start talking about your receipts, your checks and balances and things like that. Explain to the audience,
yeah.
even you don't even have to be a manager to get your receipts and everything for your business expenses and things like that. Explain to them how important that's about taking care of your business, first of all.
All right. You know, any expense you do, whether you put gas in somebody's car, whether you go into the next show, if you own a business, if you have it as a business, if you put anything together as a business, any expense, whether you had dinner, whether you spend a dollar for two hot dogs at AM PM, all that is expenses. Okay.
Okay.
All that you put it into a little file and says expenses, regardless of what it is. If you had dinner with one of your artists, you put the name of the artist you had dinner, you
right.
put what you paid for, this and that, okay, everything comes back. Now, if you are legit, you know, you're doing legit shit and stuff like that, then everything gets expensed out and you got to do tax returns and everything, you know, it's gravy. If you're not, then receipts don't really matter to you, right?
Right.
But like I said before we went into the break, if you're buying a shirt for your artist, who's going to repay you on that, okay? You as a legit business, you got to put, okay, at the end of the month, you say, look, you're my artist. I spent $300 on you. We need to recoup this from said show, okay?
Right.
So the artist can't say, you know, oh, you know, you're trying to get me. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
A lot of the times that happens. A lot of the times the artist think, oh, he's trying to get me. He's trying to, you know, yeah, he spent, you know, maybe $15. No, I got the receipts.
Right.
You feel me? And so nothing gets broken once you have receipts. And, you know, you can't say it's $15 and be like, nah, you spent $5. No, here's the receipt. This is how much I spent on it. See, problems
right.
arise when it comes to stuff like that because you don't got receipts.
Mm-hmm.
And as a legit business person, you got to have stuff that you do for every single thing that you have. I mean, you know, a dollar in question for a hot dog, you ain't going to
mm-hmm.
care. But the government does care, B. The government does care. Okay, the government will tax that dollar that you spent 8 cents, 9 cents.
Okay,
so in return, you got to do all your paperwork needs to be right.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So whether you spend a penny or you spend $100, you still got to recoup that back, because when it comes to your business, you got to pay your taxes at the end of the day.
Right. Exactly. Now, another thing that touch on the importance of legitimacy of having a company, record label, things like that, tax ID number and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So you can be able to do some things and seek sponsorship and things like that. It's cool for it to be a dream, but you got to soon enough make it reality.
Well, a lot of people just put a name together and be, you know, who they want to be right off the back. They'll put, if they want to put the name, say, rec label, and all of a sudden they're like, yeah, rec label. They start promoting it everywhere in your city. All of a sudden somebody from Miami comes out and they own a one called Rec Label, but their stuff is legit. They went through the state. They went through everything, through the internet process. They registered and everything. Well, your label you've been promoting and spending all this money is garbage now.
Right.
Because somebody else has that name. And see, here's the thing. Problems arise from that. So that's why, you know, I tell a lot of people, right from the get-go, you put a name together, put five names together. Whatever you come up with, go register it, get a P.O. box, get this, get that. Make sure you have everything on point. You know, the biggest thing is registering with your city, registering with the internet, making sure you're doing your business right, okay? Once you have all that stuff, then start spending money on flyers. Then start spending money on everything, because if not, like I said, somebody else from another city come to your town with the same label, and they're spending $10,000, and all of a sudden they're looking at you like, what, did you bite them? What happened? I mean, I thought this was your label. And so issues arise from that. And I'm not talking about just issues where somebody get hot-headed. I'm talking about, you know, issues where it's going to be, you know, somebody getting sued.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know, you got to do everything from point A to point Z, but you got to make sure that you cover every aspect of your business. That way, when you come out strong and nobody has nothing to say about it.
Okay. All right. So, listen, before we get up out of here, man, what do you predict and what do you feel that artists need to be getting themselves together for in 2014?
You know, a lot of it is if nobody's going to unify and if nobody's going to support any other, let each other's camp get to the top level as much as it can. Me, myself, I expect everybody to unify, because unity will make you go, you know, to the top. But as it is, and, you know, nowhere soon, nobody's going to try to unify unless you're in somebody's camp. If you ain't in their camp, it ain't going to happen. So, you know, at 2014, I see great things happening for everybody here in Vegas. You know, I see a big, you know, big thing, as well as I see in Phoenix. Phoenix and Vegas are almost similar. And I spend a lot of time in Phoenix, and I spend a lot of time here in Vegas, and the explosion will come once somebody gets to that point. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so to get to that point, 2014, and have somebody be on top, that's you know, it's going to take a lot of push, but it can happen.
Right. Okay. Well, yo, y'all, that's my man, Victor Fresco. You coming to us live and direct, man. You got, man, tell everybody where they can hit you up at. If there's any artists out there that want to come aboard and need some consulting, need some management done, tell them where they can hit you up at, man.
You know, you can always hit me up on Facebook. You know, I normally don't promote myself out like that, because every time I deal with an artist, it's exclusive. You know, but if you need some consulting, you need something, you know, that you need a, you know, somebody sent you a contract or somebody sent you any information, you want me to do some consulting for you, hit me up, 702-509-6190. That's my direct number. You know, one thing is, and fat man, let me tell you this right before we get off. If any indie label wants to sign you, make sure you know between the difference between an indie label and a major label. And that's, I'm talking about distribution, publishing, roster. I'm talking about the options, the merchandising, advertising, all that stuff. Make sure you know what an indie label could do for you versus a major. Now, let me get this off my chest. I wanted to tell you something right off the back. Okay. If an indie label approaches you, and I'm talking about your homie down the block, he has a label, okay, right. And he approaches you, and he says, I want to sign you to my label. Okay, be on the direct. Why does he want to sign you? Okay, and be on the direct to say, okay, if you want to sign me, I need $10,000 up front. Okay, and they're going to look at you, why? Okay, because if you got that much faith in me as an indie label, that's only 1,000 units sold on the street value of $10 a unit. Now, if you can see past that, the $10,000 is yours. You feel me?
Right,
because
right.
That's probably the most you'll ever get. Okay, I usually tell my artists that I consult with, get $10,000 to $20,000 up front, because street value is only $10 a pop. If you're putting out a full CD for somebody, and they can't see past $2,000, and they're talking to you like, oh, we're gonna be millionaires and this and that, make sure you get that money up front, because that's what you're gonna get. Period. After expenses, studio, and everything, that's what you're gonna get. And if they can't give you $10,000 up front because, and they're talking millions to you, then don't sign with that label, period.
Wow. Wow.
And that's right on the dime on everything.
Wow. So are you trying to say that there is no such thing as an independent label giving you a 4 to 5 CD deal?
No. Not at all. 4 to 5 CD, that's $100,000 you got to give me up front.
Wow.
If you want to work with something, with any artist that has worked with me, that you want to work, you want to give him a record deal, you want to give him something, basically you're going to go through me, and I'm going to look over the contracts, and I'm going to look over everything, and all of a sudden, if something says on there that they don't keep their rights to this after the first year, or they don't keep anything in the matter of sound publishing, or you're taking the publishing after the first 3 years, you know what? That contract is garbage. Don't sign it. I know a lot of independent record, a lot of independents around Vegas, around, the Northwest, around Cali. I mean, this is everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to sign somebody who thinks they're hot. Well, I call them the next 1,000. The reason why is because they'll print up 1,000 CDs for them. If they only sold 300 or 400 CDs, they'll move on to the next artist and print out another 1,000 for that artist. The first artist gets left behind. I call those labels the next 1,000s.
Wow. I know I talked to a reputable drummer who played for Marvin Gaye back in the day. He was just basically saying, I give it the 90-day rule. He was like, You be on trial for a job for 90 days. He said, that's what I'm giving. He said, that's what basically singles and record labels and things like that. They're on a 90-day trial. If they don't blow in 90 days, or the single doesn't blow in 90 days, then you're forgotten about. You're shit.
Yeah, most of the time, everybody records full albums in the studio. It doesn't work that way. You can put a full album every month if you want. But it's that one song that you want to push throughout the whole year. Your album could be garbage, but that one song that you push could be garbage as well, but you're putting all the money into that one song, promotion, radio, everybody hearing it. Once you got it, everybody's going to like it, regardless if it's garbage or not, but you're putting that one song on hit. You're not putting 20 songs right off the bat with you in it. Ain't nobody going to know which one to like.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You got to have that one song. Once you get that one song and your label likes it, the people you're pushing it like it, the promoters like it, this and that. Okay, once you have that one song and it takes off, then you start giving them the second song.
Okay.
That way you got three months,
Okay, so there is a such thing called as being too all over the place. And when I say that, having too much out there circulating and people don't know what to listen to.
Yeah, there is. Because all of a sudden they'll just be like, okay, well, I know he had like 5 albums, you know, in the past 2 years, and you're looking at him like 5 albums. Wow.
Right.
That's a lot of albums for you not to be on top of the world right now. Now, you can have all the mixtapes you want. You can have all the mixtapes you want. Those ain't albums. Those ain't, you know, those are mixtapes.
Okay,
you can put out one mixtape a week if you want. But when you're talking about album and you're talking about moving sound scan, and you're talking about somebody, you know, you sold 100,000 units. Well, if I check on SoundScan and you only sold three CDs, you ain't on SoundScan.
Right.
SoundScan is a major is a major thing. You could be on Facebook and have a million friends and 20 of them bought it, and you could say, oh, 20,000 bought it. But if I check you on SoundScan and only, you know, 20 people bought it, you ain't major.
Right.
You know,
right.
you gotta get registered with SoundScan. You gotta get registered with ASCAP and everything to be legit. You just can't be running the street. You could do it out your trunk all day.
Well, see, Vic, you gotta understand. We're taking a lot of these artists back to the basics because a lot of these artists aren't even copywritten. They're not even.
No, see, that's what it is. Back in the day, we used to grind. We used to go to every record store. Well, 2000 came, record stores got deleted. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything went on the internet. People lose value when they put their songs on the internet. They lose the value because once it's on the internet, you give it to somebody, it's done data. It's done.
Right.
Because if you put a video up there, I got programs that I could take that song that's not released and have it as an MP3. Okay?
Okay.
So basically, what you want to do is when you have a song, you can put it on radio, you can put it on this, you can put it on everything. But once you put it on the internet, let's say YouTube or anything else that you can put a snippet so they could go and buy it. Don't put the whole song because when you put the whole song, they have it now. If you put snippet, they're going to want it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Right. They're going to pay that 99 cents to go get it once they hear a snippet. If they get the whole song, I could download the whole song. I could download albums. Everybody can.
Right.
You know, some people spend 4 G's being in a recording studio, and then they put, my album gets released next week, and they put it on one of the free things, and all of a sudden, where did you get paid from that? You did it.
Right.
So it loses its value. You know, and that's the problem. Everybody doing videos and everybody doing stuff that you know, the videos are good, but once your CD is released in a major way, and I'm not talking about just the CDRs and you know, a cover. I'm talking about package, barcode, shrink wrap, everything. You can go to the store and get it. You can get the racks out. You go to Kmart, and it's at Kmart. You know what I'm saying? You go to Walmart, it's at Walmart. So, I mean, once you have it like that, then you straight, your distribution has to be in place. Now, you can't say you nationwide and only have it in Las Vegas Valley. And because everybody can see it, you feel like it's nationwide. You ain't nationwide. You can have it on CD Baby. You can have it on all those. You ain't nationwide until you get a check, and then you see SoundScan, and SoundScan says, yeah, you sold about 10,000 units. Then you're talking about, yeah, you nationwide.
Okay, well, real quick, explain the difference between a mixtape and an album.
Okay, mixtapes are stuff that you got that you just want people to hear. You know, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people, and don't get me wrong, it's their best stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A mixtape, to me, is something that I didn't take serious. That's how I see it. Okay. An album is an album is I put my heart and soul to this. I want people to hear my shit every day, all day. I'm going to take it to the radio, and this one song, number 3, that's what I want them to play. If I don't get the radio, I want Street to play this song. And the difference is how much money you put into your stuff. I can knock out 100 mixtapes between now and the end of the year. opposed to one good album that I want all my money to be put on. You feel me?
Okay.
You know, somebody, I could go to somebody's house, they give me 20, 30 songs or beats, and I can knock them out in the studio, somebody's home studio for free, and say,
right.
and have somebody do an album cover, here's my mixtape. Well, mm-hmm. basically, it's done. And you ain't doing nothing because those songs are probably somebody else's beats or this and that, and you can't really do anything major with it.
Right.
But if it's your album, a producer came into it, did your shit, and you putting your money with it, where is that? You feel me?
Right, right.
And so that's where you want to go. That's the difference between mixtape and an album. That's where you differentiate between, you know, the artist who wants to make it and the artist who's just out there on the grind.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, y'all, I hope y'all learned a lot from my man. With my man Victor Fresco today, you know what I'm saying, man? Vic, I appreciate you being on the show, man, and everything.
Yeah.
And I will definitely be getting in touch with you this week, man, because I got a lot of stuff coming up, man, and a lot of places where Yaya and the Skull family can come and perform, man, of course, on Sunday nights and Monday nights, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, if y'all need to hit Vic up for any type of consulting or anything, y'all make sure y'all hit him up on Facebook. Make sure you tell him the Fat Man sent you. Other than that, he's a very, very busy man, and he's liable to take a little bit to get back to you because, like he said, when he manages someone, it's exclusive. So don't y'all think that y'all going, you know, and I don't think they want Yaya coming after them. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate you being on the show, Vic, man. You know, six
Hi,
man,
fam,
you know, whenever you get. And listen, next week, you know I got that remix right here. You know what I'm saying? That How We Ball remix, man. Next week, we're going to drop that motherfucker. D been telling me not to play it, so, you know.
All right.
Next week, we're going to play it, okay?
All right, man, we good.
All right,
talk
man,
to you
I'll let you later. 600, right. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, y'all, that's what it is, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank y'all for calling in, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know what I'm saying? Your boy about to get the hell up out of here. You know, big shout-out to my man, G Money, that called in to let y'all know what the real deal is about messing with the DJs and all of that. You know what I'm saying? And big shout-out to my man, Victor Fresco. You know what I'm saying? Vic has been in the game himself. Vic got some CDs and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Vic used to roll with Kid Frost, do a lot of stuff with Kid Frost, you know, so big shout out to him, man, you know what I mean? So like I said, I hope y'all enjoyed yourself, you know what I'm saying, because I did. I'm about to get up out of here. I got things to do, people to see, places to go, you know what I'm saying? Y'all check me out tomorrow night at Casino's Lounge with my dude, DJ Rafiki, you know what I'm saying? If any of you guys want to perform, y'all hit me up, hit me on the inbox, you know what I'm saying? Or hit me on my cell phone, 702-475-1109. And then on Monday night, I'm going to be at, the Luna Lounge over there on Las Vegas Boulevard. If anybody want to perform over there, make sure you hit me up or inbox me or hit me on my cell phone, 702-475-1109. Y'all, look here, man, we need to unify and come together. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to make this shit work, but we can. You know what I mean? We got to stop hating on one another. We got to stop worrying about what the next man is doing and worry about what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So like they say over in London, they say squash the beef and chase the paper. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all, we need to put all that bullshit aside, y'all. We need to work together and get this money. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that was listening. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We about to get into the monsters right now, and we want in here on Unsigned Hype Radio. I see y'all next week, y'all. Peace. And catch me on the Wake Your Ass Up morning show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. You know what I'm saying? We get it in with the nigga news, the Buster Report, you know what I'm saying, the celebrity news and the prank calls and everything like that. So I will see y'all, or y'all will hear from me Monday morning, 6 a.m., man. I'm out of here. Peace.
Yeah. Money. While we was muscling to the death, lot of you cats out here living real fat. Now y'all need to understand why they call us the monsters. Everybody knows that I'm back again and still pushing the line, cause I won't end. Y'all was doing real good last time I checked. Hype behind closed doors, not paying me fast. We're not my time to let us in. Like I took you before, homie, we won't end. We created tracks and wrote the songs and shot every video on our own. And that's false enough, but don't false enough. We're independent, I'll call my bluff. So good with the game, I LSD the name. Now every time you're making it, I'm getting some change. Whether in the Lambo or hopping out the rain, tip for the iceberg in the diamond lane. Mama with checkmate, homie, y'all too late. Your money and your time is something never to
waste. They call me Young Shot, Shot of Monster. I'm the monster, the burger sponsor. Yo, chick love my anaconda, cause the man's a lame. Mangina, mad rhyming, that boy's hot. You should set a fan bomb. Competition, I can't find them. No jury, I'ma outshine them. Take your neck and put an axe to it. You can act dumb, but don't act stupid. Cuffing them, or you can act cupid. When I'm kicking them out, acting ruthless. My game is immaculate, cuffing the school to hard knocks. I'm a graduate hazardous, cause the other rappers are passing it, bumping and blowing them out, and I'm ashing it.
Y'all in the back of the park, we won't leave. If you're tourist hot, we won't leave. In the VIP, we won't leave. And if you're buying the bar, we won't leave. Sell it back in the park, we won't leave. If you're tourist hot, we won't leave. In the VIP, we won't leave. And if you're buying the bar, we won't leave.
City, the image for monster, murder at Minnesota, my city is bonkers. Baby Afghan, my city is conscious. Two pistols, I go Yosemite on them. This monster vision, my vision clear. You diss me and you disappear. Every day like Halloween, she treating me but no tricks is here. This the year that we change it over. Tell them lames it's over, we taking over. I spit raw, choke a leaf, hot water in a pot, little baking soda. I'm losing reality, feels like I'm floating. What happened to gravity? This is my sanity, fighting insanity. I'm so confused, can you tell me what's happening? I be like,
make a dub, then we won't chin. You're trying to smash, well, yeah, we won't chin. When it's time to mash, homie, you won't win. We are the monster, we'll hunt you down. Either break the bed or we'll stop a clown. Anywhere there's money, I'll stop the ground. Just say your fear, we'll stop you down. When it's time to ride, we'll pop the seat back. Like the blunt and then cock the heat back. Destroy your show and you got to eat that. Sell a bag and we got a free sack. It's tipping, baby, I thought you knew it. If you didn't know it, let me walk you through it. Either let us in or we'll start the music. And all the monsters gon' start to lose it.
Sell a bag in the park, we won't leave. If you're tourist hot, we won't leave. In the VIP, we won't leave. And if you're buying the bar, we won't leave. Sell it back in the park, we won't leave. If you're tourist hot, we won't leave. In the VIP, we won't leave. And if you're buying the bar, we won't leave.
Can I get a hug?